It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Top of the morning to ya. I can say that today, even though I'm not technically Irish, because it is St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's
Day.
Right? Telling you.
We are all legally Irish today, celebrating the day, especially here in Chicago, where we do it better than any other city in America. And we could maybe even challenge Dublin for this. I don't know. Look, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
We were in the city this weekend. We might be able to challenge Dublin on it. People everywhere.
But working in radio on St. Patrick's Day, we are contractually obligated to do something luck-related. And Melissa, you know, last week we got a call into our graded eight. You know, we've got this Vegas streak going. That had to have been one of the luckiest people on planet Earth, right?
Yes.
It came from Nicole in Naperville, and she shared a story where it was just like, oh, wow, you had the luckiest trip to Vegas of all time.
She had multiple lucky things happen to her.
Right.
It's absolutely insane. I've never seen anything like it.
We want to know your luckiest story. 312-946-4995. Here's what luck Nicole in Naperville was hit with.
So we bought, you know, nosebleed seats at Garth Brooks because it was a last minute thing. Why not?
Yeah.
We actually got pulled to front row.
What? How'd you get that?
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Usher comes up to me and is like, excuse me, can you and your friends come with me, please? And we were like, oh, no. Are we getting kicked out?
Oh, no.
No, front row. Garth was, like, dead center stage. Garth had sweat on me. Like,
he had sweat on me.
I am not even kidding you. I've got his DNA somewhere on me.
That is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Trisha Yearwood came out, and I got to sing in her microphone.
You did?
Stop.
Swear to God.
Nicole.
I'm not kidding you. It was like an unbelievable experience. My girlfriend got to strum on Garth's guitar and gave her his guitar pick.
From last row to strumming on Garth's guitar.
I mean, singing, guitar picks, front row seats.
Gotta be the luckiest call out there. If you've got a lucky story, we want to hear it. What's your luckiest story? 312-946-4995.
You got a little lucky.
You got a lot of lucky. 312-946-4995. Share your luckiest story with us. Alex in Elmhurst.
What is your luckiest story?
So the story starts off unlucky.
Okay.
So last summer we were at a White Sox game, and before the game they were on rain delay, and we happened to be sitting down at the patio before the game to get the unlimited beer and unlimited food.
Nice.
Definitely took advantage of that. And due to all the rain, there was supposed to be an after game Jordan Davis concert. So we were, like, terrified that the game would get canceled, concert would get canceled. You know, at this point, it's just not looking good, and we really wanted to see Jordan Davis. And then our seats were somewhat okay, but then next thing you know, we are on the field and right in front of Jordan Davis at the front of the stage.
Oh, my goodness.
The guitar pick. But
Alex, I was at that show.
You were?
Yeah, I was there that day for that big rain delay, and I saw them let everybody in to go up to the stage. I didn't know you were in that group.
I love how Mel refers to it as, I was at that show, even though it was a baseball game with a show after it. Mel just completely disregarded the baseball game.
It's Jordan Davis. That is really cool.
Mel, if my wife and I knew that you were there, we probably would have came up and said hello to you.
Well, if I knew that you were there, I would have come up and said hello to you.
Well,
no,
Alex.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that was definitely a very, very unlucky beginning to a very lucky day, as you know, of all the rain that was going on.
Yeah,
I love that.
The only luck that was seen at the Sox Park last summer, unfortunately.
We'll take it. We will take it.
Alex, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Jody in Plainfield.
What is your luckiest day?
My family and I were selected to be grand marshals in the parade at Magic Kingdom
a couple
years back.
Wait, how? Yeah. How does that even happen?
My husband and I were walking in with two of our daughters one morning to Magic Kingdom, literally singing, dancing, running to the roller coasters, got pulled over and said, hey, can we talk to you for a minute? And we were like, we don't want to buy anything, but sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're like, are you interested in a timeshare?
Oh, my gosh, because I've gotten sucked into those and my husband had to go cancel before, but that's another story. And so we said, sure. And they said, what are you doing at 4 o'clock today? And we were like, more roller coasters. And they said, would you be grand marshals in our parade?
Wow.
And then they gave us, we had to meet somewhere. We got to ride in a one-of-a-kind, like, car for the afternoon and wave. And it was so cool because then they gave us a photographer to follow us around the next hour.
What?
Take pictures. And then, you know, gave us all the pics. It was so fun.
That's incredible.
So cool. I've taken note. Next time I go to Disney, come in singing and dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. And looking.
Oh, and matching T-shirts.
And matching t-shirts.
Looking that's a great super visual. Cute. Okay. Yes. Okay. Deal. We all got it.
Yeah. No, Jody, that is awesome. That is so cool. We appreciate you calling and sharing.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you for everything you do and making us smile each morning.
Oh, stop. You're so awesome. Sweet. Thank you so much.
Have a great week, guys.
You too.